You are now listening to Doing the Absolute Most Podcast with Lala and Minnie. Welcome to the show. I'm Lala. That's Minnie in DC. We've got things back going recording wise. So we apologize. Well, I apologize. I feel like it was a lot of error on my part in getting stuff done. And then eventually I would like to upgrade this equipment. But until now, we're going to work what we can work with, and we're going to be boss and bomb with what we got. So look forward to more content, things like that. I was thinking about maybe putting a survey on Facebook and be like, what show should we watch next? But no, we're still going to do that. But
I was going to say, I think that would be a good idea too.
We're still going to do that. But I'm going to watch the Killer Mike show and then suggestions from there. Because I was like, maybe one of these true crime shows. What's the one? Abducted in Plain Sight?
I've heard it's good. But then I heard someone tell me that I think Netflix has like American Crime or whatever, but this season is Gianni Versace.
Yes, I have not watched that one. Okay, yeah, we'll put that. Okay, so far those two on the poll, and then we'll think of a couple others to put on the poll, and we'll have people vote on that, and then that'll determine what we watch next, and it should be interesting to see. So, I'm sorry for that whole little diatribe, everybody. How are things in D.C., ma'am?
The weather is still bipolar. It's cool today, but not cold. So I'll take that. I'm grateful for that. Trying to think. Other than that, kind of not chill, but as chill as things can be. Like, DC is never chill, I feel like. But as chill as things can be, it's pretty chill.
That's good.
What's going on in the great state?
Well, yesterday it was a great about 70. To the point where I went to bed and I woke up about 1 o'clock in the morning and I was sweating. My pillow was like, felt like it was covered in sweat. And then probably about 3 a.m., the rain came in and it was hailing in some places.
I haven't heard hail in years and I want to.
Well, it was like, I knew it was going to rain, but I guess when you're like half asleep and you're just like, what's that noise? Yeah, so apparently it was hailing last night and then it got cold. And so when I left the house this morning, it was like maybe the 50s, maybe 40s. So I had like, you know, I'm a layer, so I had like my sweater, long sleeve shirt, pants, you know, whatever. And when I walked out the door, it was even colder from to leave from work. And I was like, oh my God, where's all this wind come from? Like, it is now.
Oh, yeah, the wind. Mm-hmm.
It is now 35 degrees outside. And I'm just like, Lord, this is too much. First, it was 72 the other day. And now it's down to 35. And then, like, on Monday, it's supposed to get back up in the 60s. So I'm just like, there's gonna be all these sick people and just all around. Ugh, it's hot, cold, but you know what? It's Texas. I don't expect anything else. Oh my God. So, I saw from your Instagram stories that you took a certain little person to Wakanda.
I did.
How did that go?
Well, he's been before. However, he loves Black Panther, which is why I got tickets. But he's never been to a movie theater before. Uh-huh. So I did confirm that, because I was like, I don't think he has. So I was like, I think it'll be fun. So his mom said like, oh, I might send him with his mask because he might ask to bring it. So I was like, she's like, is that okay? And I was like, that's fine. Mm-hmm. He came with a full costume, fake muscles and everything. And so I said, okay, well, when we get there, we'll have to find somewhere to change. But when we got there, he said he didn't want to bring it. So we left it in the car, but I thought he was going to come in full garb. But when we sat down and we got in the theater and the screen turned on for the ads, he was like, oh. like, he was like, oh, he was like, this is so big. And I was like, yeah, it is. And he was like, I've never been to the movies before. It was so cute.
Oh, probably hear that little voice.
And so he had a blast. He kept saying he had so much fun. He kept saying, oh, this was so much fun. And so I was glad it went well. It went even better because even though he's so super smart, like, he was like, oh, look at that cylinder over there. I'm like, oh, you're right, that is a cylinder. Even though he's so smart, he never realized that when he was in the little arcade area of the movies playing the card that it was a demo, so I never had to pay any money. He didn't quite realize that every time he was turning right, the car was still going left and doing its own thing. But I was like, hey, if it works, it works.
Look, baby, you can sit there for hours and just keep yourself entertained. what did I do this weekend? Absolutely nothing. I didn't go to a movie. I might have went to the mall, but that's a usual. I didn't do anything spectacular this weekend, but this weekend I'm watching my niece for a little bit, so I'm trying to figure out what we're going to do. I was thinking maybe the stock show, but it's going to be cold, so I don't know. I haven't decided yet. Maybe we'll just go see a movie, or we'll watch movies here and play in makeup. I don't know. Maybe we might go to a movie. I don't know how she would feel about seeing Into the Spider-Verse. I was trying to find her something, you know, she would like, girly, you know, things like that. But she loves Black Panther, so we might watch that and, like I said, do some makeup stuff, some coloring, some fun girl time. That's this weekend, but I have been just resting and living my best life. I wish my life was just a little more exciting, but no, I don't really sometimes. I'm okay with just, you know, hey, I'm just going to go lay down for a little bit. All right. You know, so I'm just like, what am I doing with my life? Just live. I'm living my best life. Okay. I did this weekend, unfortunately, watch the Super Bowl. And when I say watch, I might have had it on in the background while I was doing other things. Did you watch any of the Super Bowl, madame?
So, I did turn it on, and I caught, even then I didn't get to see, I did catch, and I mean, when I say maybe 10 seconds, I'm not exaggerating, maybe 10 seconds of Haley and... Or Hallie. What is it? Hallie and Chloe, yes. Mm-hmm. And the phone rang. And so I turned the volume down. So, and by way of ratings, I did get the ratings, so it stayed on, but the volume stayed muted. I ended up doing some stuff, and I left, and then I never, like, I never came back, and then I took another couple phone calls. Then I had, like, a conference call, so I never watched the game. I just kept checking the score because I was like, I don't think the Rams are going to do anything, but I really hope that they do. Mm-hmm. And then I kept checking the score, and I was like, if they go into overtime for a 3-3 game, I will turn the volume on, because, like,
right. I, during the first half, did not only my own taxes through TurboTax, that's not sponsored, through TurboTax, I also did I finished up my aunt's taxes while watching the first half of the game, that's how boring it was. Like, nothing was happening. I think the Patriots scored 3 points during just that first half, and that was it. Then, for halftime, I know this might sound bad, but I love a visual car wreck. Like, when you know something is going to happen and it's just going to be a mess. That's exactly what this halftime was. It was a car wreck. It was Maroon 5, Big Boy, and Travis Scott.
Oh, that is one thing I did hear. I had the volume on like 2 or something because I could barely hear, but I heard Kryptonite, and when I was like, what the heck? And Big Boy was in his big fur coat, And then, like, all he did was barely an intro, and then the music switched up, and I was like, oh, well, never mind, I'm not going to turn the volume up for that.
Right. So it started off with Maroon 5. They started off with Harder to Breathe. You know, it's the first song they came out with. And it just, it was horrible. Like, it was, I mean, I like Maroon 5. I've seen them twice. I think they put on a decent show. I wouldn't pay full price for his tickets, but whatever. I've seen them twice. We had fun. But this was just like, and you know, I'm not expecting a full-on concert when you're seeing, you know, people at Super Bowl, but it wasn't, there was nothing there. Like, I can't even find the words to describe how bad it was. Then Travis Scott came out and he attempted to sing a song, but there were so many curse words in that song that it had to be bleeped out. So it was just like silence for like a good 15, 20 seconds. Then Big Boy came out, and of course, yeah, he sang Kryptonite, and then they started singing him, I forget the black guy's name, Sleepy Brown or whatever his name is, and Adam Levine were singing, I Like the Way You Move, the hook from that, and then, Maroon 5, there was a white drum line.
Why?
Because black people said we wanted no part of that.
They didn't. Because everybody in Atlanta was there. They didn't say that.
They didn't want to be on that stage. There was a black choir, though. You know, old people, they don't care. So they were there. But and then it just ended. And I was just like, yeah. I mean, it was like I said, it was nothing spectacular. And then we went to see, I was like, maybe the Rams are going to bring it home for this second half of the game. You know how people get amped up and get all excited and all this stuff? No, nothing happened. Wasn't the score like 13-3? I don't even know what the final score of the game was. That's how.
And it was the lowest scoring game.
Lowest scoring game ever, the lowest, one of the lowest viewed games ever. It was all around bad. And what was it? Somebody said they're playing like the winner goes to the, no, they know the winner goes to the White House. So.
Right.
So it was bad. Like, I've seen some bad football games. That was horrible. I don't know. And you look at the half, like the whole thing was just bad from beginning to end. And I don't know how they're going to come back. If they can come back from that. So we'll see what happens next year. I'm not even a huge football fan like this, or yeah, professional football fan. I don't want the Patriots to go no more. I don't want them to go anymore. I don't want to see Tom Brady and that other guy at Disneyland, Disney World, whatever, on the rides. I don't want to see any of that anymore. If we're going to play the sport, let's see some fresh people, some fresh talent win. Not Tom Brady, who's pushing 40 plus win.
Okay. However, as much as I'm tired of seeing the Patriots, I mean, he get the job done. I'm gonna give him that.
True.
I'm gonna have to say, like, I'm tired of seeing them. So I need somebody else to get it together consistently enough.
Okay. I mean, they barely won. I don't know what happened with the Rams. Like, they 13-3. That is tragic. Anywho. Other things that happened this weekend. I think this also happened. I think that this also happened in Atlanta too. 21 Savage, the rapper. was arrested by ICE. Which a lot of people are like, well, why is he arrested? Why was he arrested by ICE? He's from Atlanta. No. He is actually was born in, I think it was in England. I think that's what it says. I was getting like conflicting reports, like he was actually born somewhere else, but no, he's from England and he came over here when he was, I think, 7. Do you know if it was 7? I can't remember if it was 7 or 9 or somewhere. Anyway, so he is in custody with ICE. What's your insight on this whole little?
One, I think it's very trash.
Right.
I'm not gonna laugh about it because the man has kids. He has fiance.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, he was never hiding. Like, he has full-on applied for a U visa, like...
Right.
It's been pending, so... I wouldn't think it was right the way they're handling it anyways, but I sure don't think it's right when it's not like he was hiding or doing something. Like, he literally pays his tax... Y'all take his tax money every year.
Mm-hmm.
So, the issue I really have with it is that... Unless I'm incorrect and I understand and understood wrong when reading... Being detained for an expired visa, that is an offense that is given bail, allowed bail.
Right.
So my issue is, you got this man, not only did you lock him up, took him from his kids, took him from his fiance, his family depends on him, he's carrying a lot of people, you took him and you locked him up, then you don't give him bail. Then you turn around and you put him on 23andOne. Which perplexes me.
Right.
For those who, I said that, people went out, but 23andOne means you are locked down 23 hours a day. You are only out 1 hour. You eat everything by yourself, locked up for 23 hours a day. And literally, there's people on death row who are like, people on death row be 23andOne. Like,
right.
In San Quentin, like, I only get out one hour a day. I murdered 42 people. Like, so I'm trying to understand how any of this is justified. Like, so you're keeping him, you won't let him post bail because you know he can post it, they won't offer him bail,
right?
And then you got him on 23andOne. Like, that is enough to make somebody go nuts,
bananas.
And so I just think it's so horrible because I'm like, I don't know if this is to make an example, like, if there's an agenda somewhere, but I don't know what it is. And I'm just like, I hope that he can get out soon because that's so crazy. Like, you take my taxes every year. I've been out in the forefront. I'm a full-blown celebrity. Like, I was never hiding. And then now you take me and you don't even let me post bail.
And it's been known that he's been arrested a few times in the past. And yet you didn't take him in then. But someone was saying that he has this new song out and he's talking about ICE and things like that, and this is kind of one of the reasons why they kind of scooped him up, which, you know, these fools is out here petty. I wouldn't put it past them. I'm just like, you've had multiple times to get him, and yet this time when he starts talking actively about ICE and how y'all are treating people, this is the time y'all gonna scoop him up. How many more years do we have left of this so-called presidency that's going on? Like, 2 years?
That's if we're fortunate.
If we're fortunate, if the Lord blesses us and decides and helps us find a candidate that is suitable and is not as problematic as some of these people who are coming out, then I think, you know, there will be a change upon things in government, I hope. And I don't know what else. Look, y'all, people were thinking that, you know, they were just coming after Mexicans and Hispanic people. Now they're showing you coming after Black folks. Anybody who is not white, alabaster, off-white, any shade variation of white, they coming for you. So, keep yourself. I have a question for you. How often do you carry ID, driver's license with you? Do you have something every time you leave the house, even if you're walking your dog?
When I walk the dog, no. Mm-hmm. Usually I just walk right out, and I don't. Mm-hmm. But that's probably the only time. Like, if I go for a jog, I have ID on me. Mm-hmm. When I go to the gym, I have ID on me. The only time I can really think of is when I take my dog out.
Yeah. You know, when you just, you know, talking about, you know, going for a jog, I don't carry ID when I'm, like, walking around the neighborhood and stuff like that. But I will say this, when I lived in a white neighborhood, I think I did. I did carry ID and stuff then. But when I live in a black neighborhood, I wouldn't do it as much. But I carry ID with me. So I always carry my ID everywhere I go. So like I said, except for when I'm taking out the trash, things like that, I always carry an ID. Because I never know what's going to pop off. And I always feel like I'm going to be like the first one or somebody that they accuse or they question, something like that. I try to always be aware of my situation. But yeah, I'm always carrying some kind of... I always stuck to, if I'm like walking somewhere, if I'm going like somewhere downtown and I don't want to carry my purse or I don't have any pockets, I stick it in my bra. I hate to say that, but you know, at least have it somewhere where I can have it. And then, like I said, if something happens and somebody asks for your ID, here you go. Yeah, somebody brought that up, and like the differentiation between black people and white people, or look, any minorities and white people, how often they're like, oh, we never carry it, and then black people are like, oh, we always carry it, you know, because we, uh-huh. And I'm just like, and some people are like mind blown. I'm like, nah, that's reality. Like, it's been like that since forever I've been on this planet. In terms of that, you know, I see my grandparents, I see my mom, I see my uncle, you know, I've always seen that. Always, they always carry, that's always the first thing my grandfather would always grab when he's getting ready to head out the door, go wherever, is his wallet. Because he, you know, his driver's license in there, his identification, things like that. So, and that's weird to me when people are like, oh, you know, I left my ID at home. Like, how do you do that? Like, I don't understand.
But especially if you're out, like, I have a whole purse, so I'm like, everything's there. But like I said, yeah, I do take it with me.
I always...
When I go for a jog, mm-hmm. I don't think... If you're like, oh, do you carry a fan? I'm like, no, I literally... Wherever I have to slip it. If my pants have, like, a thin pocket, if it's mm-hmm. long, wide enough, I'll put it there. If I don't, I'll put it in my... Even if I have just, like, a regular case, like a Kate Spade case, mm-hmm. I'll pop it off, put my driver's license in there, my debit card, and I'll pop it right back on. Like, whatever I need to do, I never go for a jog, and I don't have no ID on me.
Put it in the vault. That's what I call it. I was like, what do I call my boobs? The vault.
Well, look, yeah, wherever I need to, in case something happens, or if I collapse, and they're like, who is it? Like, I always make sure.
The vaults. It's going to be somewhere.
I really think I'm always like, if somebody attacks me and they find my body, like, they'll know at least where to start to find people to contact. Like, I always, like I said, the only time I don't when I take my dog out.
Yeah.
But that's probably the only time I can ever, even when sometimes, like, I'll literally, if it's really cold, mm-hmm. there's a pizza place I go to, but sometimes I won't because when it's cold, even though it's literally right there in that little time, if you walk back with your food's going to be cold.
Right.
So sometimes I'll be like, oh, I'll just drive over there. And even if I drive there, I take my license just in case. Cause you just yeah. Know, like, literally, I can see it from my window, but I still will take it with me. Like, I don't even play about it.
Yeah, the second you forget it, that's when something happens and you need it. That's always my fear. The second I forget it, is the second I'm gonna need it and be without it. So, yes. I thought that was, appropriate question. All right. So, on Sunday night is the Grammys. And it's interesting because there's going to be a lot of, like, tributes that are going on. I'm sure there's going to be one for Aretha. But there's a very special tribute that's going on. It's a Motown tribute, apparently. Now, you're like, oh, there's so many great people they can get for this Motown tribute who are still with us. And, you know, it would be a great show, young, old. It would be fabulous. But the Grammys have released that one of the performers for the Motown tributes will be Jennifer Lopez.
Jenny from the Block.
Jennifer from the Block, on the six, from the Bronx, who is about as soulful as, I don't even have a comparison. I don't think of soul or even R&B when I think of Jennifer Lopez, and not even the Motown sound when I think of Jennifer Lopez. What is going on at the Grammys to where you are choosing Jennifer Lopez to be part of the Motown and of the Motown tribute?
I just have so many questions.
Such as,
first, who suggested it? Like, whose idea was it? Who? And when they presented the idea, was it a higher up and it was kind of like, hey, I'm calling this shot, this is what I want? Or do y'all, somebody sit down and vote and like, yeah, that's a good idea? Like, because I love J-Lo.
I do also.
I love Jenny, but she is not Motown sound at all. At all, at all.
Not.
She want to be Selena? Cool. She want to be kicking, beating people up in enough? Cool. She want to be a dog walker? Cool.
A wedding planner? Great.
A wedding planner. But she want to be a better woman? Cool. It just want to be. But Motown sound? No.
I mean,
like, no way, no.
I mean, is she, I was like, I wanted to ask, is she, like, the presenting, like, you know, introducing? But apparently she's performing. Was Fantasia not available? Jill Scott? I would even take problematic ass Erykah Badu. Who else? Charlie Wilson not available?
Y'all could have brought Patty out.
Patty, I was going to say, Patty LaBelle.
Patty, Shaka, somebody to come and bring it through, like, hey, we're bringing some legends and some new, Stevie, like, who said, oh, you know what, we should get J-Lo? Like, who said that?
Stevie Wonder still with us. You know, I mean, it's not the original Temptations or Four Tops, but you can get the new versions of them. They still can still do it. I don't understand.
I would have rather seen y'all take Marcus, the brother from Smart Guy, and Leon, Cynthia Baby Daddy, and have them on there because they done played in the classic films. I mean,
ain't nobody come see
Marcus. He was Michael Jackson, so listen. Like, I would have rather y'all had did that. I would have been like, okay, they bring her back the boot, like, something. But J-Lo, no. And J-Lo, she doing great things. She and a man been together 2 years. She having a good time. But I'm like, no, not the Motown sound.
You could have brought the remaining Jacksons on her.
And Your Majesty, too.
You could have bought Reeby. You could have bought LaToya. You could have bought Janet. just the Tad Jackson's on here. You could have had, I mean, Anthony Hamilton, you know, all these soulful singles. You could have had on here, but y'all want to have Jennifer Lopez to represent, to do the Motown.
Y'all didn't want to get Tamia?
Y'all could have brought back Shanice.
Y'all didn't want to bring Kiki what? Anybody?
Somebody said y'all could have got Ronnie and Shamari with them shoulders they be dancing with from Housewives to do the tribute before Jennifer Lopez. Shamari and Ronnie. Ronnie from Belle Biv DeVoe from New Edition and Shamari from 808. What's the name? Black. That's the name. The song was 808. From Black. Y'all could have brought them on here and it still would have been a better selection than Jennifer Lopez. I have so many questions. And maybe people will answer those questions once the Grammys come. Maybe we get some more clarity on this. I'm hoping she just introduced in. It's going to be an interesting show. I'm going to watch just for, because I have a feeling it's going to be another train wreck. I also would like to see who's going to do the Aretha tribute. And was it, Aretha? No, who just passed? I know Peebo just passed. Then, you know, not Peebo. Why am I thinking Peebo?
I was going to say, hold on.
Girl. James Ingram. James Ingram just passed, so they better do a little, somebody better sing a James Ingram song up there.
Just once.
Can we find a way to make it right? Make the magic last for more than just one night. You know we could get through it. If we could just get through it just once, we could get through it. Ooh, that crack. Just once. Do, 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 do. Oh, Quince made some music back in the day. I just went to a whole little James Ingram tangent. Oh, and there's a Michael Jackson song that he wrote. I can't remember which one it was, but it's a very popular one. I was like, I didn't know James Ingram wrote that. But I think one of my favorites is Secret Garden with him and Elle DeBarge and Barry White. Oh, those were the days.
I just still need somebody to answer questions about J-Lo.
I don't know, you're still stuck on J-Lo. I done tried to derail you with singing James Ingram songs.
No. Same question still remains. Still need answers.
Maybe I pray that you get your answers. I pray that we all get our answers in terms of what happens with Jennifer and this Motown. Whoever came up with the idea to do a Motown performance, it's like an anniversary or something this year. I don't know. So just trying to figure that out too. Like, why this year we're doing a Motown experience. Maybe it's an anniversary or something that I do not know of. So we'll all find out on Sunday and then we'll report back.
It better be a prank.
If we could only dream. So, in our series of things that we are watching, I have reluctantly decided to watch this little show called You. It's not a show. At first, it was a Lifetime, I guess, movies. And then they put it on Netflix, and then everyone's like, oh my God, you need to watch You, because it's got Penn Badgley from Gossip Girl, and it's this. Okay, and first off, let me do a little disclaimer. There might be some spoilers in this discussion of You, so if you do not want to hear these spoilers, please fast forward, and I'm going to say a good 10, maybe 15 minutes. We're about to discuss You, the television show called You. First off, I cannot believe that that my favorite person, Minnie, made me watch this.
First of all, I didn't know such thing because it took her 86 weeks to watch it. And if I were going to make her watch it, it was killing me. I'd be like, what episode are you on? She was like, two. I was like, you said that the last four times I asked you. Like,
so
I wanted her to hurry. I was like, because I didn't want to say anything. And so I was like, it was torture.
I already knew what was going to happen in this. You know, everyone, you know, people can't keep a secret on the internet no more. This is why I'm not watching.
I dodged all of that. So I watched it literally like figuring as it went along.
I like Bird Box. Like people didn't even give us a chance to watch Bird Box and let you just know, oh, this is what happened. So I knew what was going to happen, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to watch it. I want to see how good bad this is, because it is good bad. It's not super bad, but it ain't good. So it's about this guy named Joe that works at a bookstore, and he becomes obsessed and stalks this girl named Beck, Guinevere Beck. And along the way, and like I said, spoilers, he kills a couple of her friends and her boyfriend. Well, he only killed one of her friends, right? Yeah, one of her friends. But as you see how disgusting these people are, you realize that they deserved every single thing that happened to them. What are your thoughts on this show before I expunge mine?
Hold on. What is that sound? Do you hear that?
What? Is it like tapping noise?
Yeah, like clicking or something.
Oh, that's me typing.
Oh, okay. No, I was like, what is wrong? I was like, what is wrong with my phone? And then, like, it stopped. Then I was like, okay, maybe there's something wrong with my phone. Then I was like, something. So I was like, okay, got it.
I'm trying to log back in. No, you're fine.
I just was like, what is happening? So, I'm sorry, you said my thoughts on...
Yes, since you watched it first.
Well, first and foremost, Beck is an idiot. Beck, the B is for buffoon. So, I knew Beck was stupid in episode one.
How so?
Everything. Like, first of all, I leave my blinds up plenty of days, but it's because I don't live on the first floor. And so, like, not only, I mean, she would be changing, she'd be having sex, she would be doing everything with her blinds up. So I was like, okay, Becca's stupid. She literally lives street level. Like, people can't help but see her apartment. It's nighttime, her lights are on. Like, what the heck is going on? And even when she met him, like, she just was like, everything was so expedited,
right?
Like, no sense of let me get to know you. Like, they met, boom, she was in love.
Right.
And then I always have said, literally since I was a kid, I really wish there was Lifetime had another network that took all of its shows and movies and then remade them with all black cast. And Beck, now, if you've been with somebody, how long? I can't remember. She had a boyfriend named Benji. They've been together for a while.
Right.
And Benji ends up getting abducted by the new guy she's talked to at the time, not his boyfriend, Beck. What's his name? Joe.
Yes.
And then she thinks, after they've been hanging out, after they've been talking, she suddenly thinks that suddenly Benji just stops talking to her.
Right.
Goes MIA. She's texting him. He's not responding. Now, black women would have been like, nah, I know Jerome. He's trying to be mad, but this ain't that. Like, so that was what got me. Was like, okay, you've been with him all this time. You have to know the difference between, oh, somebody's mad, and oh, like, something ain't right. Something don't add up. And so she never is like questions it.
Right.
She doesn't ever hit anybody up. She's never like, hey, what's going on? Like, anybody heard? Nothing. She just is like, oh, he didn't text me back, he hasn't responded, I'm done. So I was like, okay, Beck's an idiot off top. She's an idiot and a bad friend, because she should have been like, no, ring the alarm, something ain't right. I know something ain't right. So then it progresses. Of course, Benji got killed. And Benji was stupid, because I knew Benji was going to get killed as soon as he said he had a peanut allergy.
Exactly.
So as soon as he said that, I was like, that's how he's going to die. He's going to die because of peanut allergy. So sure enough, he died because he put something in his... Didn't he have some coffee?
He had some coffee.
Some kind of cappuccino or something. Yeah, coffee. Yeah.
And he put it in there.
And so I'm like, okay, the story progresses. She got this one friend, Peach. I knew Peach was going to be a problem because Peach was skeptical. Peach was already like, I don't know. But she didn't really have any reason. However, with black friends, if I tell my friends something don't feel right, they ain't going to ask for nothing. That's another reason right there.
Exactly.
If I say, now I can say, you know what, I don't like them because this, they'd be like, okay, well, we getting to know him, I don't know. But if I say I don't like him because I got a feeling something don't feel right, black friends will be like, no. So let me rethink this. Like, okay, something don't feel right? Like, okay. So Peach doesn't ever say something. She just doesn't know what it is. So instead of saying something to her friend, she's kind of like, oh, I'm just going to see what happens. Eventually, she finds him in her home, which is creepy enough. Not even her... It's her family home that's out of town, not even like her home. And this is after Beck ran into him at that little festival, that weird festival she went to.
Yes.
And she should have known then. Like, all these times he keeps popping up and she's like, oh, are you following me? And then he says no, so she keeps being an idiot. Mm-hmm. And then what pissed me off, he not only... does he kill Benji? He's walking around wearing Benji's watch and Beck ass clueless.
And didn't see anything on that. Like,
I'm like, what kind of person? Literally didn't notice it. So Peach, after she busts him in her home and she knocks him in the head, she should have kept beating him up. I don't know why she didn't call the police. I don't know why she didn't do anything.
She had a gun.
And she didn't use that. But once he was on the floor of my house, I would have beat him up. Then she didn't do that. Then they make their way outside, and she shoots him in the leg. Now, why she thought he was dead from a shot in the leg instantly, I don't know. So she looks at him. He doesn't respond. She kicks him. So she turns her back on him to walk off, like all white women in Lifetime movies do. That's like the signature move.
Exactly.
The black women in movies, they always get killed early on. But the white women, they always turn their back on the killer. Every time. They shoot him one time, they think they're gonna die instantaneously.
Never turn your back on the killer. Never.
So, she turns her back, he trips her, and then he shoots her and kills her. After he already tried to bust her head in, literally, while she was running through Central Park.
Blood was like, everyone's like, oh,
I know.
Man,
when they were like, she survived. I was like, how? Because that blood was everywhere as soon as he hit her. So I'm like, okay, so she survives that. So when she looks at him while they're arguing, the first thing she did was wrong was she gawked at the watch.
Mm-hmm.
Because when she gawked at it, I was like, whatever she noticed, I was like, she need to stop. And she gawked at it. Then she could have played that off. She still didn't. She said, what are you doing wearing Benji's watch? I was like, child, well, she did. Okay. Go on and kill her because let's get this over with. So, yeah, it was just...
But
from bad to worse.
They were horrible people too. After a while, you were just like, I'm kind of, when you find out the stuff that they did and was doing, because what was her name? Peach was obsessed with Beck and had all these pictures.
Yeah, all these
of her
photos of her.
And videos and also, you know, if she was going to blackmail her or just, you know, try and just keep her around. She was just obsessed. And
everyone had a hidden agenda.
Right.
Like, that was the thing. Like, everybody around Beck
had a hidden
agenda. And she was clueless.
That's, yes. And so once they did get killed, I was like, woo! I feel so much better. Like, I don't feel bad at all. Like, I know I should, but I don't. So, Yeah. The window thing for Beck, yes. That annoyed the holy crap out of me. She just having sex. She changing clothes. Windows all open. Now, I know the rent is high in New York, but you can at least get some sheets, some kind of blinds, something to put on those windows so nobody can see.
When I finally thought that she was getting a little common sense, and she went in the bathroom, and then she stands on the toilet, and she goes up in the ceiling, I'm like, yes. And then I'm like, but no, because I know he texted her, and she didn't see that. He said he'd come back in a few minutes. So I'm like, dang it.
Mm-hmm.
And first and foremost, again, it had this been done with the all black cast, been different. Because not only did Beck's friend suspect something, then at one point she did. And she was like, what happened to your ex-girlfriend?
Right.
I searched her. She's never, no. Never let, like, it was just everything, no. Everything she was doing was wrong. So when she finally is like, there's a box up there. In the box, she even found one of her tampons he took, I guess, out of the trash can. I guess she threw them in the trash. There was her tampon, an old tampon. He had a pair of her underwear in there. She saw her cell phone.
He had Peach's cell phone. He had Benji's.
And then she found some teeth.
Benji's.
Yes, Benji's teeth. But what got me was like, she found the teeth, and I know it probably startled her, but to startle her like that, so she drops them on the floor. Of course, they're in a glass case, so the glass shatters, and the teeth go everywhere, glass and teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So then he comes in, and she, of course, is scrambling to get it up, which I understood, but I would have locked the bathroom door and gotten it up clean.
Right.
So I could get up the right way. She doesn't, and she leaves teeth on the floor behind the toilet. So then she cut herself, which I don't know why she doesn't take a piece of toilet tissue, swipe it up, sweep it up like a broom, and go on about her day. So when she comes out, instead of being like, ooh, make up a lie, cut myself, how she cut herself or said she had a razor or something.
Something.
She tries to hide her hand behind her back. But then she walks past him, and he's standing like perpendicular to her.
So he's gonna see it.
So I was like, wait, what? She would have been better off putting her hand down by her side. I was like, is she stupid? Like, so then he's like, what happened to you? And she's like, oh, nothing. She's like, oh, I cut myself. So then he's like, oh, let me see. He's like, oh, I need to get. So he goes to the restroom, and of course, what happens?
Glass on the ground with the teeth
on the ground. So my thing is, as soon as I'd have read my phone, I would have texted somebody. Hey, this is where I'm in trouble. Like, emergency, 911. And then I would try to get out. Or I would have called 911 and just let the phone sit on there until I got out.
Right.
Nothing. She tried to grab her purse, trying to do all this stuff. She trying to get out the door. Do of course, most. He slams the door shut.
And whacks her in the head.
Knocked her out. Puts her in the little same dungeon that Benji died in. And if she hadn't been stupid enough, she finally devises a plan and gets him inside the cage, glass house thing she's living in.
Mm-hmm.
A glass, it's not a house, it's a room.
Yeah.
And she leaves the keys in the door. First of all, that bothered me.
Oh.
Now, he ended up having his own key, which still perplexed me because I was like, how can you get out from the inside?
Right.
I was like, okay, that makes sense, but I still don't understand how he got in from the inside. I just knew the fact that she left the keys in the door instantly. I was like, she's stupid. Like, she's so stupid. So, of course, she didn't get free. And it was just a mess. Like, it was so creepy because I was like, it's so creepy, but I'm sure this has happened numerous times before.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was like, Beck was so stupid that I was just like, I can't take it. But I kept watching. But then I was like, you're so into it. You're like, surely it's going to get better.
Right. Towards the end.
Surely something's going to click. And then when it clicked, nothing clicked for her until episode 9. The last one. Or whatever the last episode was. Nothing clicked for her until then. Like,
nothing clicked until she was in that glass box. And then.
Literally. Until she woke up in the glass box having to pee in a bucket. Nothing clicked. And I was like, she can't be serious. Like, I was so. Not only that, my thing was, if you've been sitting in here for hours, You ain't even on 23andOne. You 24 hours a day, you sit in here. The best plan you had was that. Because even though I wouldn't have thought that maybe he locked the... So when she got up the stairs, there was a gate, and that gate was locked. So she never made it out.
Right.
But my thing was, I wouldn't have even attempted that because I would have figured he's got something else up his sleeve. I don't know why she didn't try to get him to take her back home, to right. his home, or whatever. Because I was like, oh, that's what... I was like, that's what... When she started being sweet, I was like, okay, maybe now she's finally getting it together. Like, she's gonna get him to take her outside this... his job, the bookstore, and then boom, she's gonna get free. And she didn't even do that.
What she should have did when she had those keys from the typewriter and stabbed him with it, she should have stabbed him in his eyes.
Yeah,
that was my first thing.
Gina once, and like once she knocked him out, she should have like I would have been going off. Like
I would have.
At that point, you gotta kill him.
That typewriter on the head, I would have hit him with them books would have been all on him.
Yeah.
Everything. He not coming back.
I was just so disappointed.
The only redeeming character of this show is the little boy Paco. Paco was the neighbor's son. And she was dating this parole officer who was abusive. And he kind of took in Paco, would give him books, give him food, you know, kind of take care of him. His mother was a drug addict at times. And, you know, when they were detoxing, he took care of Paco. But the best part of this whole entire series is when Beck was trying to escape and it was that bar door. And Paco came to that door, and then he just left her there.
It was like, but the sad part was like, you could tell it was like he thought about it. In his mind, he battled with like, okay.
No.
He was like, for 2 seconds, he was like, yeah, I don't want to get involved. But understandably so, because he literally just witnessed Joe kill his mom's abusive boyfriend.
Right.
Without hesitation, without flinching or anything. So I'm sure he was like, oh, yeah, I don't want them problems.
I don't he want was listening to
the smartest character.
And the whole entire, like, what, Paco took the bat to the, like, Paco was trying, but he had to get the help from Joe, and Joe, yeah, he killed the parole officer, like, it was nothing, and I'm just like, damn, like, whoo, Paco, and now, Lord, yeah, everybody else was just, like, either annoying or just not a great character in this show. And then you had good looking Uncle Jesse on this show, who was the psychiatrist therapist that ended up sleeping with Beck. So at first I was like, okay, you know, he's not sleeping with Beck, but then he comes to find out he is sleeping with Beck, and I'm just like, damn, Uncle Jesse, we thought you could be the redeeming character too, but no.
But I don't know that Uncle Jesse knew the full story.
I don't think he did either. Just like, you know, when Joe was telling his story.
He was gay.
Yeah, he said he was gay and was, you know, not telling the full truth. So, and probably.
So that's the only thing. I could blame Uncle Jesse because I feel like he was an innocent bystander. I never got the feeling that he knew.
Yeah.
And was like, oh, I'm doing this. I think he was totally in the dark, which is why I think he didn't get killed. Wait, did he?
No, he set him up.
He set him up.
Yes.
But he didn't kill him.
Right. He set
because
him
I
up.
Think he realized, too, like, okay, he really doesn't know. Because otherwise, he would have killed him without a second thought.
Yeah, so he set him up. So it showed the end of the show. It shows that Beck has died, but her book is selling and all this stuff. And at the end, Joe's girlfriend, I forget her
name.
Who
we thought was dead all along, we suspected was dead,
is still alive. And so, and that's where it ended.
And it looks like he thought she was dead too.
Yes.
So when he sees her, he's super shocked. He's super stunned.
Yes. So with that being said, there will be a season two of You. There's a series of books, and I was like, I'm not going to read the books. But there is going to be a second season. They've already started casting for the second season. I think it's going to take place in California. Maybe that means there'll be more Paco. I don't know, because he's the smartest character out of all this stuff.
I mean, he the only one still alive.
Only one that got the most sense is Paco. So we're going to see what happens on that. So that
I was curious when Paco saw it at first. I was like, oh my God, he's going to continue the cycle and Paco is going to be him.
Right.
And then I was like, is he going to start locking him in there and then like teaching it? Like, I was like, oh no, but I'm hoping not. Paco been through enough.
Paco has been through enough, but you never know. We don't know. We don't know. That could happen in next in season's future. Paco, I don't know. We're going to see what happens. But yes, we're going to vote on what shows are we going to watch next. And then we'll discuss on this show. So that is today's episode. I think everything went great today. I'm glad to be back. I've missed us. This is like our bonding time, everyone. Granted, we talk a lot of the hours of the day via text or however. But this is like our glorious time to talk, and I appreciate it. I have one of the best partners, coworkers. I guess this is like a job, but it's not a job. It's one of my favorite things to do in life. So, and I'm glad to share it with my partner in crime, who I wish could move back to Texas. We're going to pray on it. Or we all move together. We'll all move together in some fort. Or not forts. Like some, you have a house here, I'll have a house there.
Yeah, I was going to say, listen, there's a lot of things I can do, but not no fort.
Not a fort. I was like, what is that? A compound. You're going to be one dead place down the street. I will be here.
That works for me.
All this beautiful land in between. Something like that. So soon, we're putting it into the universe that we'll be together soon. You have any final parting words, ma'am?
Well, hold on. I have a quick question.
Oh, what's your question, Cam?
Are we doing a question of the day?
No, we're not doing a question of
the day. Okay.
I didn't put that. We can start that back up next week. I just didn't know.
And I was like, okay, I just thought about that.
Not gonna do
it. Got it.
But next week, we will add the question of the back, the question of the day on there. Thank you for reminding me about that. Any parting words, madame?
No, I hope everybody, the weather is so all over the place that I'm like, I don't know what to say. I'm like, oh, I hope you're warm, but I hope you're cool, but wherever you are, I hope the weather is what it's supposed to be this time of year. Maybe that's the best thing to say.
Yes.
Yeah. Keep it real and true as always.
Woo-hoo! Everyone be safe. Yes, like just what Minnie said, be safe, keep it cool, be hot, be warm, I hope you're warm, whatever. I hope your temperature control is perfect. I just want everybody to be safe and happy, love one another.
This is the... okay.
I was like, wait for it. be kind to everyone. You never know what battles they are fighting. We love you guys. And until next week, have a good night. Bye! Just once.